High school basketball is on the air.
As Jake Fowler will put it on the floor and dribble out here in the three-point territory. Fowler looking for penetration. Spins there right at the top of the key. Moves it down to the baseline to Brady Barrett. His pass inside to Brown. Kicks it back out in the corner to Overmiller. Shot good.
Follow the pride.
Here's Sharice Farmer with the ball. Sharice, entry pass. Lexi Schmidt back at the free throw line. Hands the ball away to Sharice. Drives it down the lane. Now to Caitlin Ernst. To Lexi Schmidt back out here at the free throw line. To Chanel Farmer. Dribbles the ball to the basket and scores.
Follow the thrills.
Finley will inbound the ball. Finley looking, comes outside. Kreitz, he launches up a shot at the buzzer. He hits it! Gilder hits it! A three-point field goal! And Gilder wins the state championship! Holy smoke!
Follow the Breeze 94.5. It's high school basketball on KLIQ and KLIQFM.com. Let's take you courtside for tonight's game.
Welcome to the Minden Gymnasium, Minden Holiday Tournament. One of four that Platte River Radio carrying. Adams Central won the earlier consolation game by a healthy margin over Northwest. And we have Northwest and Minden here in the championship of the girls division coming up this afternoon. On-court introductions are going on. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. The Minden Whippets will start Carly Sartorius, a 5'7 senior. Brooke Kissinger, a 5'7 sophomore. Hallie Bauer, a senior at 5'9. Jamie Kissinger, 5'9 sophomore. And Bailey Peterson, a 6-foot senior. For the Grand Island Northwest Lady Vikings, Kaylee Werner, 5'8 and a junior. Katie Plocky, 5'11 sophomore. Emily Jones, 6-foot senior. Michaela Schwimmer, 6-foot senior. 5'9 Mackenzie Brown is a sophomore. So between the transitions and the go on time of the Minden, of the Minden tournament, we are underway here in a moment. We tip and it is controlled by Minden, and then Northwest steals it away. Northwest has it between the circles. And over on the left wing and driving toward the line, cut off up and in, a shot. And Emily Jones picks up two. As Minden comes down to the free throw line, they drive toward the baseline, back out front. It goes to Sartorius, holding high. Now she tries to go cross court, knocked away by Werner for Northwest. They work it into the paint, pop, underneath the basket, pass, no good, off the lip. Rebound Northwest. And full court pressure put on by the Whippets as they come across half court. It is Mackenzie Brown going over on the wing to Katie Plackey. And then over on the right side to Brown again. Feed down under the basket off the lip. No good. Cleared away by Minden. Hallie Bauer with the rebound. 2-0 your score, now 2-2 as a 3-2 as a tray gets put up and in by Carly Sartorius, and it's 3-2 Minden on top. Again, pressure put on, Werner trying to get it across, knocked out of bounds, saved by Northwest, feeding down in the paint, goes up to the rack, in and out, no good. That was Emily Jones with the shot, cleared away by Minden, and they walk with it. So that's the first turnover of the afternoon for the Minden Whippets. Up 3-2, 6:13, just underway. Girls final in the Minden Holiday Tournament. One of four that we're covering here on Platte River Radio. As they feed it in to Plocky, and she leaves it off for Brown, takes it down herself. Holding high, goes down to the baseline, waiting there, and up and in with it is Michaela Schrimmer. And that's two, and now Northwest has a 4-3 lead. A 4-3 lead for Northwest with 5:50 to go in the first period of play. Now Kissinger has it. She tries to penetrate the lane, has to withdraw, comes back out to Stadler. Stadler now loses it on a pass intended for Stadler, goes out of bounds. but Minden will retain possession down by one as Sydney Statler will put the ball in play. Out to the free throw line, three-point line, and a tray again by Carly Satorius, and she has 6 points. 6-4, all the points from Satorius, all on three-pointers. Mackenzie Brown on the wing. Over to Emily Jones. Jones at the top of the key now, works to her left. Leaves it off for Plotke, and a whistle blows. They traveled with it, and that's the first turnover on Northwest. Lady Bikes down by two. Give it over to Minden. They fall back into a zone. A 1-3-1. Satorius has it. Over to Bauer. Now back to Kissinger, who again bombs and gets three. 9 points, all on threes from Minden with 4:52 to go in the first. And the Whippets are up by a 9-4. Now they steal it away. Second turnover on Northwest as they come to a entanglement in the paint. And there's a foul going to be called as Northwest will call a timeout. So let's take a minute timeout here. Your score is 9-4. Minden on top of Northwest. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Assisted living. Is it about help with the daily needs of living or about getting more out of life? Is it about the services offered or the spirit in which help is given? At the Villa at Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village, the difference is in a philosophy that everyone deserves to feel loved and valued. In fact, it's a lot more than assisted living. It's a little help from your friends. For more information on the Villa Assisted Living, contact us at 402-463-3181.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Across half court to Plotke. Plotke into the corner, shot up and no good by Werner. And is cleared away by Minden. Now there's some tie up on the floor. Minden retains as they outlet pass down to Bauer. Bauer bounces in the right corner, and now a single bounce and a drive to the basket for Kissinger, and it goes in, and it's 11-4. 11-4, Minden is on top. They put pressure on again as Brown tries to bring it down, gets it over to Schwimmer in the right corner. Now back out to Plotke. Between the circles, it's Brown again now, goes left side to Werner. Werner being covered tightly by Nelson, now in for Minden, and we've got a foul in the act of shooting. The foul is going to be called on Jamie Kissinger. That's her first, and the second team foul on Minden. And the first shot up is good by Emily Jones. She has 3 points now. 3:53 to go, first period, 11-5 is your score. Minden on top now with Jones at the line. Bounces up, good. 4 points for her, 6 for Northwest. Minden takes it down, lead diminished by 5 now. Quickly, it is Kissinger, and she'll drive the basket herself, in and out, no good. Outlet pass by Northwest goes down to Terry, Riley Terry, in, and she throws it away to Bauer. Turnover apiece there. Bauer's got it over on the right side. She leaves it off for Kissinger, drives the basket, no good. Ball is loose, finally controlled by Kissinger, Jamie Kissinger. She saves, and we've got a whistle in the paint. A foul is called on J.C. Bean for Northwest. And keying the ball in on that non-shooting foul will be Kissinger. She goes over to the left corner, and immediately from the corner, a shot is taken in and out and in and out. Won't fall. Bauer with the shot and the miss. Outlet pass down court. Minden under, or Northwest under the basket, I should say. And the shot is up and good by Emily Jones, and she's fouled. She'll get an extra shot. She already has 6 points, and it's 11-8, 3:08 to go in the first period. Emily at the line is perfect. 3 for 3, 2 for 2 from the field. She's having a night, 11-9. 3:06 to go. Minden brings it down. It's Kissinger, cross half court, goes over on the wing to Nelson. Now back out to Kissinger, or Bauer rather, at the top of the key. Over again now to Nelson. Now Kissinger works right, stops, pumps from three, in and out, no good. Recovered by Minden. Peterson with the rebound, and another shot taken by Bauer, and it won't fall. Northwest comes up with the rebound, but they're cornered. And the ball goes out of bounds, retained by Northwest as they key it in from the baseline now. Set people in motion. Full court pressure again put on by the Minden Whippets. They break pressure, go to Bean. Bean over on the right side to Plackey. Plackey to the Mackenzie Brown. Trying for the baseline, goes out of bounds, and that's a fourth turnover on Northwest. 2:25 first, 11-9 Minden on top. Kissinger, right side. And Jamie Kissinger picks it up, loses the ball. That's the third turnover on Minden. Northwest now, as the Whippets fall back, letting loose some of that pressure. Northwest comes to the corner. And now the feed into the lane. They kick it back out. Shot is up by Brown. It's an air ball. No good. And it goes out of bounds, and Minden will get it again. Kissinger will put the ball in play. Substitute coming in for Northwest is Schwimmer again. She held down one of the starting spots. Under 2 minutes to go now in the first period. 11-9 is your score. Minden still up top by two. They've had the lead all game long. Kissinger to Jamie Kissinger. Top of the key. Now back out. It goes to Brooke. Her shot from three is no good. Cleared away by Northwest's Brown. She'll take it herself, being guarded by Jamie Kissinger. She goes to the three-point line. Now backs off. 1:30 to go. Ball almost knocked away by Minden. Saved by Northwest. It's rolling along loose now. And finally they come. Minden comes up with it. Bauer has it. Shoots from the right side. It goes in. Two more. And it's 13-9. Minden has the lead. 1:15 to go in the first period. 13-9 by four. The Whippets. Northwest trying to penetrate. That's Brown. Stops at the high block. Goes down underneath. Trying to find Jones. Jones' turnaround jump is going to be blocked by a foul. And the foul is on Bailey Peterson. That is her first foul, and that is also the fourth team foul on Minden. Shot is up by Jones again. Boy, I tell you what, you don't want to foul Jones. She's 4 for 4 right now from the line, and she has a majority of the points for Northwest. Down by three now at 13-10 with that free throw, and the second shot is no good. I jinxed her. Sorry about that. Kissinger takes the outlet pass. She has it at the top of the key. Jamie goes left side into the paint. Hook shot, no good. Rebound, Minden, no good. That's Peterson with the rebound. Kicks it back out to Satorius. Good from three. Carly Satorius, third three tonight, has 9 points and raises Minden to a 16-10 lead. 40 seconds to go in the first period. They're back on the full court pressure now. Werner trying to work it. Has Kissinger on her. And now they get it over to Plackey. Plackey goes right side to Schwimmer. Back to Plackey. Now they try to feed Werner, and a foul is committed. And I think it's going to be on Carly Satorius. And that would be her first. This is a non-shooting foul with 26 seconds to go. Northwest likely will play it for the delay in the final shot of the first half. They're down by, first quarter rather. They're down by 6 points. Bounce pass in, takes it, and up and in, good. And I think we've got a whistle on that. That's Emily Jones. took the inbound and has her sixth point of the night. Three field goals, goes to the line now. This is the second time that she's scored the two and gotten the bonus. So with 24 seconds to go, Northwest is down by a mere 4 points. Shot is up and good. And five from the line now from Emily Jones. 16 to 13, 20 seconds to go. Minden will have the final shot if they can work it around. Kissinger has it. Brooke Kissinger has it. Jamie Kissinger is to her left. They leave it off for Satorius. Satorius tries to cross-court pass. It's disrupted. It's free. Satorius saves. Holding high now. Gets it over to Kissinger. 2 seconds to go. Get it up and in and out. No good. And at the end of one, your score is Minden 16 and Northwest 13. Back in a minute with period number two here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Emily Jones has 11 points already. She has 11 of the 13 for Northwest. They key the ball in, and Minden has possession over to Satorius on the right wing. She goes to Kissinger. Kissinger fakes from the top of the key, now finds a new entry to the ballgame, Hollinger. The shot is up and good. Allison Hollinger finds the mark, and it's 18-13. Minden up by five. Again, full court pressure on Mackenzie Brown as she comes down, covered by Satorius. Brown at the circle, tries to work it closer to the top of the key. Gets it over to Plackey now, goes into the paint, kicks it back out to Werner. Now over to Shimmer, who's the lady that has the only other 2 points for the Lady Vikes tonight. Stoppage in play as the ball goes out of bounds. We're waiting for a signal here from the referees, a little bit of conversation with the coach of the Whippets as it rolled off the back of the rim. Now it goes back in play. Northwest puts it up and good. The shot is up and good again by Jones. And she points. Minden clears. It's 18-15. And Hallie Bauer has it near the top of the key. Gets it over to Kissinger now to Satorius. Back to Bauer, and they walk with it. Fourth turnover the first half on Minden with 6:54 to go in the first half. Allens of Hastings halftime report coming up. We'll review the scoring. 16 points for Minden are in the first quarter, and nine of those by Carly Satorius on three threes. Northwest puts it in play now. 16 fouls on Minden. Brown turns around as she tries to break the pressure put on by Nelson. Gets it across. They go to the baseline. Shot is up and good. Haley Werner on a hook. And she gets two, and it's 18-17. And we got a good one here. Minden runs down quickly. Shot by Jamie Kissinger from three is no good. Cleared away by Northwest. Brown. Outlet pass to Plackey. Left side off the wing. Long shot air ball. Recovered, though, by Northwest. They kick it back out. Shot is up and good by Shimmer. And she has 4 points now. And for the first time, Northwest has the lead with 6:09 to go in the second. Minden on offense, loose the dribble. Ball is loose but picked up and controlled by Bauer. Works it over to the right side. Jamie Kissinger on the wing has a notion, stops. Leaves it off now for Nelson. Back over, down under now, and to Sydney Statler. 2 points. Minden takes it back, 20-19. It's been seesaw for the last 30 seconds on the clock. Werner over to Plocky, trying to feed down on the low post to Jones, and we've got a foul, a reach. And the foul is going to go on Sydney Statler. That's her first personal foul, but the seventh team foul on Minden. Northwest has only committed one. They're down by one, and the dead eye from the free throw line is up there, but she misses. And so it'll be cleared away by Minden. They breathe a sigh of relief and keep their lead. It's Kissinger getting it over to Nelson, and then it goes to Statler. Back over to Jamie Kissinger now near the top of the key to Brooke Kissinger. Back over to Emily Nelson. Nelson, top of the key, looks left. Fires over to Bauer. They're slowing things down here now. Statler has it. Now to Kissinger in the paint. Puts it up, and no good. Rebound is fought for, and we've got a jump. We'll see where it goes. It's going to go to Northwest. And a timeout is going to be taken here. Timeout on the floor, I think, by Northwest, but it'll be a full 1 minute, so we'll be back. 20-19, Minden out front. 5 minutes to go in the first half on The Breeze. KLIQFM.com.
When you have banking to do and you're nowhere close to the bank,
let Home Federal Bank's newest innovation, mobile banking, simplify your life. Hi, this is Chris.
And I'm Lisa. With Home Federal's mobile banking, you can access your finances in the palm of your hand.
View balances, transaction history, and transfer funds. It's easy, secure, and you can bank anytime, anywhere.
Trust, integrity, and hometown values.
Simplify your banking and build your future at home. Home Federal Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Time back in now. Brown takes the key and pass and brings it down as Northwest win that jump ball on alternating possessions. Down underneath, shot is up and a little wide by Emily Jones. Pulled down by Jamie Kissinger, takes it all the way herself. She thought someone was trailing and flipped it out of bounds, turns it right back over. A fifth turnover on Minden. And now Shimmer will put the ball in play. And Mackenzie Brown slowly dribbles across half court. She'll be picked up by Brooke Kissinger as they go over to Werner. And now in the left corner, shot is up and no good by Plackey. It's another air ball, 20-19. Minden still on it. Go quickly down with Statler pulling up. And now it goes out top of the key. A three-point attempt, no good, taken by Brooke Kissinger. Tied up underneath the basket on the rebound. Northwest breaks the pressure with Brown on Kissinger. Goes across half court. Now Mackenzie bouncing, goes into the corner. Now cross court pass to Werner. Near the top of the key, back over to Plackey in the left corner. Back to Werner. Now they find an opener down underneath. It's good. As Michaela Shimmer was waiting for the pass at the baseline, put it up, and again, Northwest takes the lead, 21-20 this time. Minden quickly down court, and a scoop shot, and taking it all the way in, Brooke Kissinger gets 2 points. She has five now, and Minden comes back to take a 22-21 lead with 3:25 to go in the first half. Werner on the possession, goes into the corner to Shimmer, back out to Werner, flies from three, it's no good. Taken down by Minden, right corner. Shot is up and good. Dead eye. Brooke Kissinger with a three, and Minden is lights out from the tray land here tonight, 25-21. And a short timeout is going to be taken by Troy Glock. We'll take 30. 3:01 to go first half. Minden 25, Northwest 21.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
The Breeze, now. 94.5.
You missed that break. 25-24 is the score as Plocky shot three for Northwest. And Minden still has the lead, but by one. Now they feed down under the basket. Bowers gets two on the turnaround. And Minden back up by three. 2:20 to go, first half. Allens of Hastings halftime report coming up. Brown, slow dribble. Into the corner to Plocky. Back out to Brown. Brown holding high on the wing. Now goes to Werner, top of the key. Fading down under. She's got Jones down there. Turn around is no good. And Minden picks it up. Forward down court to Kissinger. She's fouled, I think. That's only the second team foul on Northwest. The foul is called on Werner. And that was Kissinger running down to attempt a shot, but she was cut off there and fouled by Northwest. Statler takes the key in pass. Ball is batted out of bounds by Northwest, and Brooke Kissinger was the last whippet to touch it. The last Lady Viking to touch it was Werner. Jamie Kissinger will put the ball in play. She goes out to Brooke. Brooke Kissinger between the circles. Now left side, Jamie waiting there in the corner. It is good, and a three. Jamie Kissinger with her first three tonight has 5 points, and Minden up by a half dozen, 30-24. Brown across half court. Werner feeds underneath the basket. It is intercepted on a great heads-up play there by Kissinger. She ties it up, and she's going to be fouled. Now, that's not a shooting foul, obviously, but Minden will get the ball back. Three fouls on Northwest. Satoria Silver on the right wing. She goes back over to Bauer, and she's tied up near midcourt. On alternating possessions, Minden will get it back. Looks like Jamie Kissinger will go to the far sideline and put the ball in play. As she does, it goes to Hallie Bauer. Bauer between the circles. Out to Satorius on the right side. Statler now near the top of the key, waiting for someone to come around. Kissinger does. Shot goes up and good. I'd rather Bauer on that one. That was a three, and it's 33-24. Minden up top. They've only lost the lead a couple of times here, not by much. They had the lead until 6 minutes to go in the half. Feeding down underneath. Fall away. Won't go down. Shimmer on that one. And the clock stops on the out of bounds with 43.7 seconds to go. And a foul will be called on Minden. Kaylee Werner was fouled. And the foul is called on Carly Satorius, picking up her second personal and the eighth team foul on Minden. First shot does not fall for Carly Werner. This is her first attempt at the line. She has two from the field. She's one for two from the field. Re-entering the ball game now, Katie Plocky. As for a brief period there, Shelby Shocker was in there. Second shot is good. And she is one for two from the line. Northwest has 25 points. They're down by eight. Minden with 33. Kissinger outside the free throw. Stripe gets it over to Satorius. Now back to Statler, closer to the right side. Over to Kissinger, Brooke Kissinger. To Bauer, fakes a shot, drives the paint, tries to kick it out to Kissinger, gets her own rejected pass, puts it up and good. Nice play by Hallie Bauer. And she has 7 points in the second period. 35-25, a double-digit lead for the first time for Minden with 3.3 seconds to go. Northwest on the drive. Callie Werner has the ball blocked out of bounds. She's fouled on that and will go to the line for the second consecutive possession here. First shot is in and out, no good, as the first time at the line was for her. She was 1-for-2 on the first go-round. She is now 1 out of 3. Trying to narrow that deficit before halftime by a bit if she can. 3.3 to go in the first half. Werner, shot, doesn't fall. Rebound, 2 seconds to go, and they're not going to get a shot off. And that is the end of the half with Minden on top, 35-25. Good ball game here so far. Minden pulling away here in the last minutes of the first half. We'll take a break here, come back with the Allens of Hastings halftime report in 2 minutes. You're listening to the Holiday Tournament from Minden on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com. Back in 2 minutes.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
We're the U. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. Where do you get more? Superstore. Allen's Superstore.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it!
The Breeze. 94.5.
All right, back on the Allens of Hastings halftime report. Allens of Hastings, the superstore where you get more. If you've not made your New Year's weekend grocery list yet, what are you waiting for? Check out Allens of Hastings Superstore specials online at allenssuperstore.com. And remember, Allens will beat any competitor's advertised price. So get more for your money and shop at Allen's, the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Craig Eckert along from Minden. It's the Holiday Tournament. We've had the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament, the Minden Holiday Tournament, the Ravenna Holiday Tournament, and St. Cecilia at Aurora in the Holiday Tournament. And so we've been covering four different tournaments here over the last couple of days here on Platte River Radio. Hope you've enjoyed the coverage. I know it's always the tournament atmosphere is always fun to get a few teams hanging out together for a couple of days, get to know one another, get some practice in before conference play starts, and that's what this is all about. So 35-25 score right now. Minden is on top of Northwest. We're at halftime. Minden got here to the finals by beating Adams Central 76-33, and in a thriller in overtime, Northwest beat Bennington 58-53. So Northwest and Minden are here right now. Next game in the boys' bracket will be Bennington, which beat Northwest 62-43. facing Minden, which beat Adams Central 51-36. So I'm thinking that might be a good one here coming up as well. This has been good. A little bit of a margin right now, but Northwest has the opportunity to make some adjustments, and Minden has the opportunity to make sure they knew everything they did right in the first half, not the least of which was that three-point. I think now I have a hard time keeping track of the three-point attempts, but they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 three-pointers. So 21 of 35 points. 21 of 35 points for Minden came from 3 points. And the leader in that, Carly Satorius, was 3 for 3 on that. I know that because those were the only shots she took, and they all sank. As far as the overall shooting is concerned, we'll take a break here. Be back in a couple of minutes with some individual scoring and some stats from the field right after this on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com, on the Allen's Halftime Report.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door ding, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, let's take a look at the way the team shot from the field. Minden was 13 of 21. As we said, a bunch of those came from 3 points, 7 of them. So 21 of their 35 points came on three-pointers. Meanwhile, Northwest had the advantage at the free throw line. They collected 6 from 11 at the charity stripe. They were 9 of 17 from the field. Here's your individual point leaders for Minden. Carly Satorius has 9 points. Brooke Kissinger has 8. Hallie Bauer has 9. Allison Hollinger has 2. Jamie Kissinger has 5. And Sydney Statler has 2 points for the Lady Whippets, up top by 10 here at halftime. For the Northwest Vikings, it is Kaylee Werner who has 3 points. Katie Plocky has 3 points. The big gun, Emily Jones, 5 out of 7 from the free throw line, and she sunk 4 from the field. She has right now a total of 13 points. And Michaela Schwimmer, more effective from down under, was 3 of 4 from the field for 6 points. And at the end of one period, it was 16-13. Minden pulled away, making it 35-25 where we stand right now at halftime. What adjustments have they made? We'll find out, see how Minden and the Northwest Vikings add up by the end of this. We'll take a 90-second timeout, back in a minute and a half for the tip-off or the key-in of the third quarter of tonight's game here on The Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com from the Minden Holiday Tournament.
People you know, community people. community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
Pedley Drug in Mendon is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Smart people make smart choices. You should make the choice to take the next step in your education at Central Community College.
Spring classes start January 9th. Take classes online, on campus, or in your community. Get a great start on a bachelor's degree through CCC's Academic Transfer Program. Or take classes in some of today's hottest employment areas through CCC's Career and Technical Programs.
Call 877-222-0780 or log on to cccneb.edu. Smart people, smart choices. Central Community College.
The Breeze, 94.5.
After the Allens of Hastings halftime report, we're back in with a key in pass to Mackenzie Brown. As Northwest gets the ball, they switch baskets now, going right to left on your radio dial. First shot up is no good by Northwest. Werner, and it's pulled down by Kissinger, takes it down and leaves it off for Brooke Kissinger into the corner. Jamie Kissinger shot good. And so it isn't a three, but it's a long shot, and two more for Jamie Kissinger with 7 points now and a 12-point lead for Mendon. Brown at half court, works to her right, finds Shimmer in the corner, feeds down underneath, shot is no good by Brown, and the follow is no good. The rebound from Mendon. Over on the left side, Sartorius. Feeding Staffler in the paint. Check that. Bailey Peterson in the paint. And she's tied up. Got a jump ball indicated. And on the alternating possessions, it's going to be Minden's ball. Jamie Kissinger from the baseline puts the ball in play. Taps once. Sets everybody in motion. Shot is up and good by Bauer from the left corner. Not only that, you guessed it. It's a three. And Bauer puts Minden up by 15 points. 40-25. Troy Glock says, let's talk this over here. 30-second timeout on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
When you have banking to do and you're nowhere close to the bank,
let Home Federal Bank's newest innovation, mobile banking, simplify your life. Hi, this is Chris.
And I'm Lisa. With Home Federal's mobile banking, you can access your finances in the palm of your hand.
View balances, transaction history, and transfer funds. It's easy, secure, and you can bank anytime, anywhere.
Trust, integrity, and hometown values.
Simplify your banking and build your future at home. Home Federal Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Up by 15 points now. Minden forces a timeout on the part of the opponent's coach, Troy Glock, from Northwest. Try and get things right in here. Minden pulled away with a couple of minutes to go in the first half, and now have expanded that lead to 15 as Brown takes the key in pass. She goes cross half court, picked up by Sartorius. Bounce pass in the lane. Werner puts it up good. Kaylee Werner with two. She's one for two from the field now and brings her team to within 13, 40-27. Kissinger over to Sartorius, has a notion on a three, but thinks better of it. Goes to Peterson, who walks with it, and that'll turn it over. First turnover of the second half goes against Minden. And it's going to be Shimmer putting the ball in play. Emily Jones, the big gun, has not been heard of in the second half yet. She had 13 points in the first half for the Lady Vikes. Brown holding high to the right of the circle, left of the circle. Now she finds Emily Jones, and Emily turns and puts it in for two, 40-29. Sartorius on the wing to the right side. Cross-court pass. Bauer fakes one, goes into the paint, bounce passes out. Sartorius, three-point attempt, no good. I think that's her first miss from the distance. And Werner will bring it down for Northwest. Covered by Jamie Kissinger. Bounce pass into the paint. Fall away is no good by Emily Jones. And we've got a foul committed on the rebound. That is going to be on Bailey Peterson. Bailey has three fouls now. She was out for quite a while in the late going in the first half. First shot, no good by, did I say that? No good by Emily Jones. She was 5 for 7 from the line in the first half. Left-handed shooter puts it up, and this one's good. And Northwest now within 10, 40-30. 5.5 to go, third. Kissinger to Sartorius to Jamie Kissinger, left side of the lane, out to Bauer. Now kicks it out, Sartorius, top of the key. Tries to get over to Kissinger, knocked out of bounds by Katie Plocky. And Minden will retain. Statler comes back in. Peterson with three fouls comes out. 5:33, clock stopped. Kissinger puts the ball in play in a moment. Sets people in motion, gets it over to Brooke Kissinger. Brooke takes it between the circles, works to her right side. Jamie Kissinger has it now, right corner. Cross court to Sartorius, into the corner. Bauer shoots, good three. Wow. Hallie Bauer has three threes tonight. 14 points total. No, 15 points total. I missed that flashcard in elementary school. Werner, right side, into the paint, fall away. Falls in, good. Emily Jones with two more. She's got five here in the third period. Catching fire a bit. 43-32, Minden by 11. Kissinger kicks it out to Sartorius. She'll try three as she toes the line in and out. No good. Carly Sartorius, 0-for in the second half from the three. Now down court pass intended for Shimmer under the basket. Is knocked out of bounds by Minden, but Northwest will retain. With 4:41 to go in the third, you're listening to Minden Holiday Basketball on the Breeze, 94.5. Into Werner now. Plocky has it holding high on the left side. Goes to the high blocks. Leaves it off for Brown. Brown works right. Feeds down under. Werner's waiting there. Puts it up. No good. Kaylee Werner won't fall. Rebound cleared. Kissinger takes it down herself. Into the corner, shot by Bauer, good this time, right side. Hallie Bauer, three threes, deadly from the corner, and a big timeout's going to be called here by Minden. We'll take a 90-second timeout. Back with more, 46-32, Minden on top, on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Assisted living, is it about help with the daily needs of living, or about getting more out of life? Is it about the services offered or the spirit in which help is given? At the Villa at Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village, the difference is in a philosophy that everyone deserves to feel loved and valued. In fact, it's a lot more than assisted living. It's a little help from your friends. For more information on the Villa Assisted Living, contact us at 402-463-3181.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality.
Ball game. Minden by 14 and putting the shot up. In and out, no good is Werner again. And Minden quickly clears away. Kissinger takes it all the way coast to coast. Jamie Kissinger, two more. And it's 48-32, and Minden looks like they mean it. Brown with the ball into the paint, stops, feeds outside to Riley Terry, almost loses the ball, and now we've got J.C. Bean back into the ball game for Northwest. Werner's there, and she'll take the ball as well. Feeds under the basket. Brown is waiting. Can she get the shot up? She's tied up. She does. It won't fall, but she's fouled. Mackenzie Brown with the shot. and the foul. And let's see who actually got the hand in there. That was Emily Nelson. It's Emily's first foul, second team foul in the second half for Minden. Brown's shot is good from the line, so she picks up her first points, and it's 48-33. Minden had 18 fouls in the first half. Second shot by Brown is good, and it's 48-34, 16-point lead for Minden. 3:20 to go, third period. Kissinger to Kissinger. Now down in the corner, comes back out to Jones to Kissinger. Tries to get it back to Jones, almost loses it. Jones retains and walks with it. And that will be a turnover. Sixth one of the game, second one of the second half. And Minden, pretty clean game as far as fouls and turnovers are concerned. Minden is stuck to business and the three-pointer. And they lead 48-34. Brown has it in the paint, works to the cage, and she's not going to get it. Leaves it off for Jones, and Jones is the one who's actually fouled. That won't be a shooting foul. That foul is going to be called up on the foul is going to be called on Jamie Kissinger. That's her second. And now Northwest puts the ball in play. Goes out. Hook shot by Emily Jones is no good. And now Minden will have it as they come down. 48-36, your score. Into the corner. Jamie Kissinger takes a long one. She gets it. And that's going to be a two. And she has 6 points in here, the third period. Down behind the back dribble by Brown as she brings it down court. Terry on the right side loses the ball. Tried to get it over to Emily Jones. And there is a foul committed again. This time, I think Statler gets called. Sydney Statler, second foul for Sydney, and fourth team foul for the Minden Whippets. Brown from the end line will put the ball in play. Plackey is down there. She sets people in motion, and bounce pass is into Plackey now. Hook shot from the paint, no good. Ball is fought for, and it'll be a jump ball. And it'll go in favor of Minden on the alternating possession arrow. Northwest falls back in defense. And it will be Minden coming down pretty much unassailed. From the corner on the right side, Jamie Kissinger gets the pass and turns it into two from the right corner. Turns it into three from the right corner. And it's 54-36. And she has 9 points in the third. Under two to go. Brown, top of the key shot, dead eye. And Mackenzie Brown adds three to her two from the free throw line, has 5 points, and it's 54-39. And now Northwest is saying, let's take a few of those long ones ourselves. Kissinger loses the ball, retained by Jamie Kissinger. Hook shot in the paint, good. Jamie Kissinger having a heck of a quarter here. She has 11 points, and a short timeout is going to be called here by Northwest. We'll take 30, 56-39 on the breeze, 94.5 FM, Minden leads.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Northwest puts the ball in play with 90 seconds to go here in the third period. And a big lead for Minden at 56-39. It was a very tight ball game in the early going. Minden is pulled away, and now down under a failed shot by Shimmer, and Minden clears. All the way down, Satorius puts it up and good. Carly Satorius with her first 2 points from in close. She had three bombs in the first period. And now Brown comes down with it for Northwest. She'll take it herself, layup good. fingertips and glass, and she gets two more. 7 points for Mackenzie Brown here in the third period, and it's 58-41. Kissinger to Bauer. Hallie Bauer looks at the clock, goes to top of the key, leaves it off for Jamie Kissinger, back over to Sartorius on the left wing. Now in the corner, Bauer takes one way. She's been deadly from that corner, chooses not to take a shot. They're going to slow down here a little bit with 30 seconds to go in the third. Why not? Stadler, right wing. Back out to Kissinger between the circles. 24 seconds to go now. A 17-point lead for the Whippets. And Brooke Kissinger has it. Bean on her. Moves left, moves right. Now gets it back over to Sartorius. 10 seconds to go. Bauer, top of the key. Brooke Kissinger loses the ball. No one may get a shot off. It rolls all the way down to the end of the court. That's going to be it. Nobody's going to get a shot off at all. 58-41 is how we end the third period of play. Minden retains and expands on that lead. And we will take a one-minute timeout. Be back with the fourth period here on the Breeze 94.5 with the score. Minden 58, Northwest 41, and from the Minden Holiday Tournament.
When you have banking to do and you're nowhere close to the bank,
let Home Federal Bank's newest innovation, mobile banking, simplify your life. Hi, this is Chris.
And I'm Lisa. With Home Federal's mobile banking, you can access your finances in the palm of your hand.
View balances, transaction history, and transfer funds. It's easy, secure, and you can bank anytime, anywhere.
Trust, integrity, and hometown values.
Simplify your banking and build your future at home. Home Federal Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hey, and we're underway. Brown tries to find Jones under the basket, does, but Jones can't convert, and the rebound is cleared away by Minden, still on top by 17, 58-41. How much better has Minden been tonight? Well, about 7 points a quarter. They had a lead of 3 points in the first quarter, then expanded to 10 by halftime, by 17 at the end of three. So save for the first quarter, they've expanded that lead by 7 each subsequent quarter. Now Kissinger, they're slowing things down a little bit. Kissinger gets it over to Stadler. Stadler works to her right, almost loses the dribble, now has to find someone, does. It's Bauer out near the midcourt circle. She gets pushed by Brown. And Minden will have an opportunity to reset as Mackenzie Brown picks up her first foul. No, I'm wrong. Wait a minute. Yeah. She has her second foul. That's what I was wrong about. Okay. In play, Sartorius has it on the right side, and now Bauer has it between the circles. Over to Stadler. Ball is loose, and we have a reach-in foul, and I think that one's going to be on Emily Jones. And if that's Emily, that is her first foul. She's been a real force tonight for Northwest. That's her first foul, but she has 18 points. 18 points tonight. As Minden has the ball now, close to midcourt, over to Sartorius now on the right wing. She holds and then leaves it off for Kissinger near the top of the circle. Back over to Stadler on the right side. She'll go farther right, stops. Out to Bauer, thought she had something going, has to stop now. Back out to Sartorius, and she'll work it between the circles. To Bauer, left wing, holding high. She works to her right to Stadler. Stadler goes into the paint, finds a shot. It goes up and good, but I think she traveled with it as she went in. No, she was fouled as she went up. Try that again. I think that was a no, it was either. Mackenzie Brown with a third foul. But they say she was not in the act of shooting. That's the deal. Okay, so Minden keeps it. Bauer has it. She puts it up. It won't fall. Rolls off the lip. And again, Jones clears it away to Brown. Goes all the way. Layup off the glass is no good. And now a foul is going to be called on Emily Nelson, I think. No, Emily Jones. I knew it was an Emily. All right, 58-41, Minden's ball. Brooke Kissinger takes it down, leaves it off for Jamie Kissinger just inside the timeline. Now back out to Satorius between the circles. Shot is up and good by Brooke Kissinger, and it's a three. What else? And she has 11 points now. She has three threes, and only one field goal for those 11. Now Northwest brings it down. Hook shot is up and no good by Werner. Cleared away by Minden. Kissinger takes it herself all the way. Now goes over to Satorius on the left wing. Top of the key. Now leaves it over for Brooke Kissinger to Jamie Kissinger. Because again, they're slowing the pace down here a little bit. Hollinger back in the ballgame from Minden. Gets it out to Satorius. Bombs, but it's no good. And it's going to be Northwest ball. Coming into the ball game for Minden is, there's Emily Nelson coming back in. Satorius comes out, gets a break with 4:59 to go in this one. 61-41, a comfortable 20-point lead for Minden. Northwest, Mackenzie Brown brings it down across half court. Goes over to Bean on the right side, kicking it back out to Terry. And now to Brown again. Terry trying to feed Brown down at the baseline. Can't handle the pass. Goes out of bounds. But we'll see who touched it last. They say it's Minden that touched it last. And Northwest will get a chance to set it up again. Bean feeds the ball in to Mackenzie Brown. Brown works it to her left near the top of the key. Tries to feed underneath, and Emily Jones gets the pass, but not the points. Cleared away by Minden, remains 61-41. Bauer brings it down herself. Leaves it off for Nelson. Back over to Kissinger. Loses the ball, but Bauer recovers on the right side. Kissinger in the corner is hemmed in, and you hear a whistle and a timeout called by Rich Cremosa, the coach for the Minden Whippets. We'll keep it right here. 61-41. At the end of one, it was 16-13. At halftime, it was 35-25. 58-41 at halftime. And now it's a 20-point lead for Minden with 4:10 to go in their own Holiday Classic. Coming up on or, well, we're going to be pretty close to on time. We're expecting to have a 6:15 tip for the boys' game. And I think we're going to be real close to that. Maybe right on that. At 6:15, the Bennington Badgers will play the Minden boys. Both Minden teams got in the finals of their tournament. And the Minden Whippets at 6:15 against the Bennington Badgers. Nelson has it for Minden now as we're back in play. Bounce pass. Jamie Kissinger has a notion from three, thinks better of it. Goes over to Bauer, who doesn't, and it's good. Hallie Bauer, her fourth three-pointer in the second half, her fifth of the game, 15 from three alone. Add that to a total of 9 in the first half. She has 21 points. Plackey has the ball now for Northwest, leaves it off for Brown, works to her right now, tries to go baseline, puts it up, foul. And a push is called on a Minden player. And Mackenzie Brown will go to the line. Mackenzie is 2 for 2 from the free throw line. That happened last quarter. 3:23, the clock freezes here with a 64-41 Minden lead. Brown's shot is good. And Mackenzie Brown has 8 points on the evening. Coming back in is Emily Jones for Northwestern. Northwestern, I just promoted them to D1. Emily Jones and Schwimmer come back in for Northwest. Second shot is good for Brown. And it is 3:20 to go in this one. Brooke Kissinger toes the line, shoots three, got it. Brooke Kissinger with her second three-pointer of the fourth quarter and the fourth one of the game. She has 14 points. 12 of those came on threes. They've been killer from the three-point line or beyond. Shot by Northwest is no good, and the rebound is held by Shelby Shocker. But they stepped out of bounds before that. And Minden will get the ball back. Brooke Kissinger brings it down. Peterson is back in now. Bauer left side. Weaves in and out now. Leaves it off for Hollinger. Hollinger puts it up. It's no good. And a foul is called here on Bauer. Hallie Bauer has her second foul of the game, 2:37 to go. Clock back on. Third foul for Bauer, we stand corrected. As Mackenzie Brown brings it across half court, goes into action now into the paint, kicks it out. It is intended for J.C. Bean, but it goes out of bounds, and that'll be another turnover on Northwest. Northwest stayed in this thing with some deadly shooting from the free throw line, but they have not had those opportunities here in the second half. And Minden continues to pile on from the outside. They haven't gone to the free throw line much at all. And when they've gone from the three-point line, they have been deadly. Bauer picks up a loose ball, left corner. She's shot a few from there. It doesn't this time. Now they get it back over to Elizabeth Grahams just into the ball game. Jamie Kissinger into the paint, puts a hook shot up. It's no good. Pulled down by Jones. And Brown will slow things down, go to midcourt. And with a minute 45 to go in this one, sets up the play for the Lady Vikes. These are tune-ups for conference play. You kind of know who you are, who your teammates are, how they work, how they move. Emily Jones gets the feed in from underneath, and she'll get two more. And she is up now to 20 points even. Emily Jones for Northwest. Top of the key, Jamie Kissinger stops, gets a pick, works around that to the right side. Nifty pass back off to Brooke Kissinger. Brooke back and forth, goes to the line, and she's fouled as she tried to go up to the cage. So this is really one of the rare shooting foul opportunities for Minden tonight. They just have not been fouled in that situation much. Brooke Kissinger has no attempts from the free throw line. Now she does, and it spins in and out. Probably not going to lose any sleep over it, considering that her team has a 22-point lead, and she has a bunch of those from the field. Nice hand now as Bauer sits down. Boudreau, who's in there for a moment, comes back out. In now for Minden also. Let's see, I got a couple of players that I don't have on my varsity roster, so I can't tell you all of them, but at least one of them is Allison Geist. As still at the line is Kissinger for the second shot. And that one rims in and out as well. Cleared away by Northwest, 1:10 to go. New point guard is Burnham. She comes down over on the right side, over to Rathke. And now feeding down underneath to Sarah Heinen, who just entered the ball game and gets two. So it's back to 20 for Minden, 67 to 47. Momentary stoppage of play here as somebody stepped out of bounds, and Minden will put the ball back in play. The ball is put into the Whippets. Boudreau has it to the right side, loses it out of bounds. It'll go over to Northwest. 40 seconds to go in this one. Kenzie Burnham will put the ball in play, gets it over to Mallory, and Mallory back to Burnham. Half court, 30 seconds to go. Bounce pass left side to Rathke. Now out to apparently a recently promoted JV player. I don't have that number either. Burnham has it back now. Left corner, 18 seconds. Almost done. Northwest works it around. 10 seconds to go. As Rathke has it, goes over to Burnham. Burnham is cut off at the baseline. Back out now again to Heinen. And Heinen gets two more. And that's the ball game. Your final score is Minden 67 and Northwest 49. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back to recap this one right after this on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com from the Minden Holiday Basketball Tournament.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Craig Eckert back again at Minden. We just wrapped up the championship game in the Minden Holiday Tournament girls bracket, and it was a convincing Minden win, 67-49. Halftime score was 35-25, so Northwest scored slightly less in the second half than they did in the first, and Minden was just about the same, and it just came out. Halftime score times two, basically 67-49. Here's some of your individual scoring leaders. First of all, for Northwest, coached by Troy Glock, as they enter conference play here. 9 points for Mackenzie Brown, 6 points for Michaela Schimmer, 20 points for Emily Jones. She was a real force in the first half, including 5 of 7 from the free throw line. On the night, she ended up 6 of 9 from the free throw line. The difference, or one of the differences in the second half, basically, was the fewer opportunities from the charity stripe that Minden, or that Northwest had versus the first half. The individual scoring for Minden included Top Gun Hallie Bauer with 21 points. You talk gun, 4 for 4 from the three-point line, and ended up with 21 points. Jamie Kissinger had a great game, both ends of the court. She had 16 points. And collectively, I'll get you that total here in a little bit, but collectively, the Lady Whippets had a bunch of three-pointers to contribute to that 67-point score. For example, at the end of the first half, 21 of their 35 came from three. All right, 2 points for Allison Hollinger, who entered the game late, played a little bit in the first half. Brooke Kissinger had 14 points, and Carly Satoria started that that faraway activity of the three-pointer. She was 3 for 3 in the first quarter and added a couple more and ended up the ball game with 11 points. So Minden, the winner. Northwest, the loser. And it'll go in the books in the annals of the Minden Holiday Tournament as a 67-49 for the hometown gals. Coming up here in just a little over 20 minutes, we're going to have the Minden boys and the Bennington Badgers. Bennington Badgers come to town, and we'll have the New Tech pregame show in. I'm going to try and talk here until they start that 20-minute clock, and then I can tell you. I can tell you how quickly we'll jump the ball again. But in the brackets, Grand Island Northwest boys were beaten by Bennington 62-43. And Adams Central was beaten by Minden 51-36. That all happened yesterday. Now, today, Bennington and Minden will square off here in a little bit. Actually, the game was actually scheduled officially for 6:15. We'll get underway before then. We'll get underway. I don't know how long they're going to hold the ball. I guess the deal is, both teams are now back up on court. And I suspect here momentarily the clock is running. So we're going to have a 20-minute break here. We'll take 20 minutes and be back in about 2:15 or so. Set the starting lineups for the boys' championship game, the Badgers and the Whippets. Sounds kind of mean, doesn't it? We're back with more from Minden in about 20 minutes here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web.
People you know, community people. Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Smart people make smart choices. You should make the choice to take the next step in your education at Central Community College.
Spring classes start January 9th. Take classes online, on campus, or in your community. Get a great start on a bachelor's degree through CCC's Academic Transfer Program. Or take classes in some of today's hottest employment areas through CCC's Career and Technical Programs.
Call 877-222-0780 or log on to cccneb.edu. Smart people, smart choices, Central Community College.